1-800-259-9231. You're listening to the Saturday Night Edition, and we're here live. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time doing this show for you on the weekend. For those of you who are out on our weekday or weekend affiliates, welcome to the program. You may not know this is available six nights a week. So if you are just tuning in, it sounds like we've got papers rustling in the background there.
It sounds like the board op is opening his submarine sandwich.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, so if you're just tuning in now, just know that we do this six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So if you miss a moment, if you only get us on Saturday nights, then check out our website at freetalklive.com because we've got archives there. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the site. And, in fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day number six, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org. And they'll provide you with literally months' worth of the show. All of this is free. There's no logging in and no membership fee or anything like that. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604. freestateproject.org.
The board op actually confirmed that he was opening up a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, I can tell you, I know that sound.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. If you don't do that, then we bring up what we want to. And there's all kinds of good stuff to talk about tonight. We do have a couple of emails that we need to catch up on. And actually got an update here on the protests that's going on right now out in front of, or actually, I guess 2 miles down the road from the president's ranch. President Bush is on his vacation right now, his 5-week-long vacation. And
it's pretty stressful sending people to their deaths, you know?
Yeah. And there's a group of several protesters that are just down the road from his ranch. They've been there for, I guess, about a week now. And they're being led by a woman named Cindy Sheehan. This from the Associated Press, or excuse me, Reuters. President George Bush got his first look at the anti-war vigil near his ranch on Friday as his motorcade took him by the protest site lined with small white crosses representing fallen American soldiers in Iraq. When Bush's black sport utility vehicle carried him past a site, to a Republican fundraiser, the protest leader Cindy Sheehan, whose son was one of the nearly 1,850 U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq so far.
Is it up to 1,850?
Yes, it is, apparently. Oh, it says nearly 1,850, so that probably means it's like 1,847 or something. Held up a sign that said, "Why do you make time for donors and not for me?" Because that's what she's doing out there, allegedly. She's out there protesting the war and protesting, I guess, the fact that this guy refuses to meet with her and talk to her.
Well, you know, he has met with her and talked to her.
He has met with her once, I guess, but he didn't even know who she was at the time. Mm-hmm. He didn't even know her son's name when he met with her before. That was more of a consolation meeting. This is more of a political meeting.
You kind of get one chance to meet the president. To get a do-over is kind of, I don't know.
Well, the protest vigil began last Saturday and is being led by Sheehan, who's been demanding a meeting with Bush to discuss her opposition to the Iraq war. Two rows of state troopers face several dozen activists behind a cordon of yellow police tape as Bush's 15-vehicle motorcade cruised by without slowing. About 2 hours later, the president passed by on the return trip and did not stop. Sheehan raised a white cross as the convoy passed. Bush lets his ranch to go to Stan and Kathy Hickey's Broken Spoke Ranch for a barbecue lunch to raise more than $2 million for the Republican National Committee. And blah, 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 the biggest donors were in attendance. Hundreds of small white wooden crosses, each hand-painted with the name of a fallen soldier, have been erected along the side of the road leading to the Bush Ranch. Sheehan's son Casey was killed in combat back in April of 2004. She did meet with Bush in June of 2004, but she wants another meeting, and the White House has refused. With Americans increasingly questioning the U.S. involvement in Iraq, Bush tried to address Sheehan's concerns on Thursday. And Bush told reporters this. He says, "Listen, I sympathize with Ms. Sheehan. She feels strongly about her position, and she has every right in the world to say what she believes. This is America." He said that he has thought long and hard about her demand to get out of Iraq now, and he strongly disagrees with her, saying a premature withdrawal would betray the Iraqis, just as they're being trained to defend themselves and allow for U.S. pullout. Would it betray the Iraqis to remove our troops from their soil?
It would certainly betray the ones that we have sided with us.
Mm. It would seem to be
good luck, fellas.
It would seem that we betrayed them when we invaded their country in the first place. We betrayed their sovereignty.
Some probably believe that. Some probably don't. He certainly betrayed the American people when he did.
Sheehan's group, Gold Star Families for Peace, released a protest ad that the organization said would run on cable television channels near Bush's ranch during August. And I guess in the ad, it's Cindy Sheehan saying, "Mr. President, I want to tell you face-to-face how much this hurts. I love my country, but how many more of our loved ones need to die in this senseless war? How many more soldiers have to die before we say enough?" And I don't think he has an answer to that question. He doesn't have an answer. His answer is, when they're ready to take over their country, we'll leave, whatever that means. And as far as what I can see, they're not ever going to be ready because the attacks continue. It doesn't matter how much training they give the police departments. They've already mentioned that they think that the insurgents have infiltrated the Iraqi police departments.
I'm sure that's true.
So the attacks are going to continue, and as long as the attacks are continuing, that means that the Iraqi police can't really handle the job, right? If the attacks are continuing, and so therefore we'll be there indefinitely.
There's a sort of attitude that Bush has, and a lot of Americans have this. The hawks have it. Mm-hmm. Is when there's a problem in the world, let's go kill people. You know, that's sort of the way we think about it. Let's start a war
as though violence will solve problems.
As though, I mean, like. Just imagine what you were thinking a year ago. We won this Iraq thing. You know, it was really, it's done. We're through. You know, mission accomplished. Because it seemed like, people always refer to those Private Ryan movies.
Uh-huh.
Bang, bang, everybody's got a uniform. That's not the way wars are ever going to be fought again.
No
Never,
doubt.
Ever. There's not going to be troops with different color uniforms shooting at each other from lines in the sand.
Right.
It's not going to happen. And
well, there was for the first, few weeks of the Iraq conflict.
Sure, there was.
And then we wiped that out.
Yeah.
And then it totally changed.
Totally changed. And we don't have what it takes from a emotional point of view to win that war.
No, we don't.
We're going to have to really be vicious to everybody in Iraq in order to kill all the insurgents.
Not possible.
We don't want to do it.
What you're suggesting, even in your mind, it's possible, Manwich, but in reality,
we could kill every man, woman, and child in Iraq, Ian.
Oh, you could kill everybody, yeah, by leveling the place, and that would be horrible.
You could go one by one. We have enough troops, so we go one by one and kill everybody in Iraq.
Well, that would be just atrocious.
Yeah,
and
actually,
if that's what started happening, you would find some severe insurgency as a result. Right now, it's only a percentage of the population, but if they got word that there were U.S. death squads going around door-to-door killing people, you can better believe the insurgency would double, then triple and quadruple overnight.
It would, very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you
I don't think that's
we
possible.
Can win a war like that if it was one nation against another.
But
we
that's
can
not
win
what
that.
It is.
It's not, and it's never going to be again.
Let's go to the phones to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Well, hello, Ian. Hey. Hello, Manwich.
Mm.
I think you're both sexy.
Whoa, thanks.
You know something? I was actually going to talk about TV ads and radio ads and commercials, and you just totally changed my mind.
Okay.
What I want to say now is, what are we doing over there? Why are we there?
It's an excellent question. I don't know what the purpose of it is at this point. I guess we're stabilizing the government.
We're stabilizing crap.
Yeah. It's all.
Why were we in World War One? Why are we in World War Two? What are we? Team America, World Police?
It's all for political power. And George Bush would lose, support of his constituency. He'd look like a wimp if he turned around and ran home now. Kayleen, hang on. I know you got more to say. So hang on. 1-800-259-9231. Why are we there? It's just for his ego? Is that what it is? Is it George Bush's ego that's on the line? Really, what else could it be? More coming back. This is your show. Your thoughts. 800-259-9231. This is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You're listening to the Saturday Night Edition. We are here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk again to Kayleen. Kayleen in Massachusetts, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hello again.
Hey there. So we're talking about this war, this crazy Iraq war. And your question was, why are we still there, right?
Why were we ever there in the first place?
Political power?
I happen to believe in the Constitution and a national defense, not an international offense.
Mm. You sound so reasonable, Kayleen. That's so logical and sensible.
I was just having a discussion with my workout partner about this very thing an hour before I came to the show.
Okay.
He's a supporter of all things Republican. he hates leftists. He doesn't know why, but he does know he hates them. And to him,
probably doesn't really know what they are either.
He was asking me what was left about me. I explained that I am far enough left that I make Democrats squeal, and far enough right that I make Republicans cringe. he was asking what was left about me. But anyway, let me get to the war thing. His thing would be that there were weapons of mass destruction, that Iraq was helping out, Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
They had a war program, you know, the whole thing.
All of those allegations, have all of them obviously false, but even if they were all true, it still wouldn't be justification for violating the Constitution.
Absolutely not.
Well, I can kind of see if you're going to take this imperialist tack that we have, and I don't believe in it, but if you're going to take it, you sort of have to go with it.
Sure, blindly.
You really have to plunge ahead.
Yeah, it's just about following orders blindly, or in this case, following the Republican Party line blindly.
Right.
And we can't rule the world unless people are scared of us.
Right, and you know what our Constitution provides for?
What's that?
A national defense.
Yes.
In other words, somebody attacks our soil, we attack back.
Well, he would say
somebody
that
does not attack our soil, we leave our noses out of their business.
He would say that we were attacked.
Well, we were attacked, but not by a military power.
Let me ask you that.
And not by anybody from Iraq.
Do you think Afghanistan was unconstitutional, Faelene?
Absolutely.
I agree with you then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think that if we're attacked, that means that there has to be some sort of opposing force coming here to attack us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Since, like, back, way, way back in the old days, you know,
even
Revolutionary War times.
Even Pearl Harbor. That was planned.
Not only was it planned. Yeah.
It was bull.
That and Gulf of Tonkin was bull as well.
Right.
So it's all been manufactured in order to
our national defense has nothing to do with international offense. We should be protecting our soil and nothing else.
We agree, Caitlin. Hey,
have any bases anywhere in the world except on our American soil.
Now I want to know what you had to say about commercials. Let's move.
Okay,
let's move there.
Commercials. Okay, commercialism is great. I can't stand these anti-capitalist people who are like, oh, commercials just brainwash people. They try to get people to buy their product. Well, of course they try to get people to buy their product. What's wrong with that?
Caitlin, now let's think about it here for a second. What do you like the scent of better? Do you like Calvin Klein's One or Aramis?
Well, I happen to like Calvin Klein better.
And why do you think that is?
Oh, because I am a human being, I'm an adult, and I happen to like the scent better.
I disagree. I think that it's all about the marketing behind the Calvin Klein One versus Aramis is just another scent. To me, it sounds like an old man. It smells like an old man. you know, it's kind of an old spicy scent. If you use Aramis and you enjoy it, please, God bless you. I'm not looking for email.
But my point is, I can't stand people who are anti-capitalist, who are like, oh, you know, people who just do these TV commercials and radio commercials that, you know, oh, if you use our product, you're going to be sexier, et cetera, et cetera, are brainwashed. That's bull.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I make conscious choices. I make conscious choices when I'm at Kathleen.
I happen to like a really brilliant commercial.
I like a good
TV or radio or whatever.
Right. No doubt about it.
I think it's a great way of, you know, I happen to have an idea for a product that I want to invent myself, and I plan to do radio and TV ads for it. And
that's the best way to get it out there. You know, if you can't just invent a product and then tell your friends and hope that word of mouth spreads it around far enough, advertising is the best way to do it.
Right, and there's going to be false advertising. You know,
buyer beware.
Right, exactly.
You know, do your research. If you believe everything that Coca-Cola tells you about their product just on their word, then you've got a problem. You need to do some third-party research.
Exactly. And, you know, what government involvement should be here? None.
I agree with that. Caitlin, thank you for the call. And, hey, check out our Shrine
also,
of Freedom.
Hey, we are Free State Project members.
Yes,
and,
you are.
My husband Matthew says hi.
Well, that's great, Kayleen. Hey, we want your picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners, by the way.
Oh, I'll send one.
Yeah, do that. Go check it out at freetalklive.com.
Well, I always check it out.
Thanks for the call. She's having a good time this Saturday night. Thanks for the call, Kayleen. 800-259-9231.
You know, the TV commercials are a thing of the past. You might as well watch them and reminisce about, you know, families sitting around radios or steam engines or the milkman or whatever it is that about old-time life that you enjoy. You might as well watch these commercials and wave bye-bye.
Do you think that's because they're all going to be integrated within the programming soon?
I think they're going to have to be.
Because of TiVo.
The TiVo's just started. Then now the cable companies have come up with their TiVo-type products in order to compete against. I mean, obviously, they get money from advertisers. So pretty soon, televisions are going to have the TiVo deal in them. That's how they're going to come.
Mm-hmm.
3 years from now, 4 years from now.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be like. Commercials, bye-bye.
Well,
the only place you're going to be able to get commercials is sports. You know, live stuff, basically
live stuff.
Sports.
Right. And I think that's great. You know, it's the natural evolution of the entertainment marketplace, basically. And I'm all for it, personally.
Well, it's going to be a lot more product placement. They're going to, you know, Coca-Cola is going to pay to be the drink of choice in David Hasselhoff's hand as he jogs down the beach.
Exactly.
Surrounded by beautiful women in red one pieces.
Let's go to Bill in South Dakota. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Good, sir.
That's good.
Just sitting here in my beautiful red one piece.
I'm not sure I want to get much more of a visual about that. I was calling because I wanted to talk a little bit about why I think, you know, the United States is in Iraq, and it's a little different than maybe what some other people have talked about. See,
okay.
I'm of the opinion that, you know, when you get into constitutional arguments and whether or not it's a legal war and all that, there are a lot of arguments to be made that it's unconstitutional, it's not a legal war. But the unfortunate fact from my perspective is that the Constitution is an apocryphal document at this point. It is
no
longer
apocryphal.
Yeah, it just means it was once applicable and no longer is.
Right.
It was something that was once in use, but now is no longer.
Now it's just ignored completely.
I don't know about ignored completely.
Well, you're right,
but it's ignored a lot.
It's ignored. I would guess 99.99% of the time. You know, when anybody is doing anything on Capitol Hill.
Hey, Bill. Bill, hold on. We're going to go to a break, and I want you to finish that. When we come back,
with Bill's explanation as to why it is we're still in Iraq. Or why it is we ever went to Iraq. 800-259-9231.
I
want your opinions, too. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, the Saturday night edition. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out via the updates list if you're on it. And it's free, like everything else is, at freetalklive.com. You can get on it by going directly to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
How many people are on our updates list?
Over 400.
How come we have 700 signups, 700 people in the bulletin board, but only 400 people on updates?
I don't have an answer for you.
Oh, that seems odd that people would want to be on the bulletin board but wouldn't want to be getting updates about the show.
I'm sure there's some overlap. There may be some people who are signed up for the updates but are not at all interested in the bulletin board. And there's obviously people that are signed up for the bulletin board that aren't at all interested in the updates, I guess. Maybe that's because they feel like the real important updates end up getting posted on the bulletin board as well. Maybe they just don't want them coming into their email box. I can't say.
Do you think people are scared that we're giving out their email addresses to other people?
No, we're not. That's not possible.
It's not possible?
It is possible, but it's not worthwhile.
Because we have 400.
Right.
You know, how valuable is that?
Email address.
Yeah, we'll sell them to you at $1 an email address.
No.
What kind of crazy man would buy that?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. 800-259-9231.
Why would we do it? We would then have people jump off the list.
Yeah, and then people would be angry.
No, you're right. That wouldn't be work.
No, don't you worry about that. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and sign up. We'll keep you clued in as to what's going on with the show. In fact, there's going to be an update coming out within the next 24 hours or so because we got a fresh, brand new Shriner.
You do love to premiere those Shriners, you know, for the last couple of days.
Well, I like
the weekend.
I like doing it all on Sunday because then I'm not doing any sort of other show-related things because we don't have a show on Sunday. And that way I can focus on tinkering with the website, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, too. Bill in South Dakota. Bill, you're going to tell us why it is you think that we went to Iraq in the first place.
Yeah. As I say, Constitution. Non-applicable document at this point. So if you're, you know, in a position where we find ourselves sort of internationally today, where the United States really is, you know, the last superpower, I think what these guys in Washington have unfortunately correctly figured out is that the United States is the de facto world government. You know, that is to say, if the United States wants to tell anyone or any government in the United States, in the world, do this, they will do that.
Just or about. Else.
Or else, exactly. Yeah. And so I think all that's going on here, very simply, is an expansion of the United States into, you know, world government status, you know, not only de facto, but actually, you know, in truth.
Mm.
I think this is also, you know, further borne out by the fact, I mean, when they talk about, you know, people bringing troops home from Iraq, yeah, there will be troops in Iraq, the same as there are troops in Germany, in France, countries
Japan.
All over the world, in Japan, exactly.
You know, we won that war 60 years ago.
I'm sorry?
We won that war 60 years ago.
Absolutely.
You think it'd be stable by now.
And there will be troops in Iraq forever. All it is you know, Iraq was a very, very useful target for purposes of, you know, taking over the Middle East.
So basically, you kind of you think it's sort of just the United States again flexing its political muscle, flexing its military might around the world.
Well, except that the difference here between now and virtually every other time that this has happened is, you know, the fact that we don't have the Soviet Union to combat at any time.
Mm-hmm.
The United States is free to do anything that it wants. I mean, it has no
virtual
check on its part. No, no virtual about it.
Well,
it
they're not messing with North Korea, and for good reason. I mean,
I think that they would mess with North Korea if Kim Il-jung sent troops south of the DMZ.
Maybe so.
I think if that happened, there'd be a nuke right in the middle of in North Korea.
I think Kim Il-jung knows better than to do something like that, though.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not stupid. But what I'm saying is that if any time, I mean, this is a different situation than at any time, like, say, during the Cold War,
right,
where you had to worry about, okay, what are the Russians going to think? What are the Chinese going to think? The United States government no longer has to worry about what anyone thinks.
Mm.
And that's the part that bothers me more than anything else.
I think that's what the government thinks, but I don't think that's really how it is in the world. I think that what they're showing by invading Iraq is that we've got a lot of hubris, we've got a lot of cojones. However, we're having a tough time. I mean, really, I think the world realizes that we're having a difficult time dealing with this ragtag group of insurgents.
Well, if I can address that.
Yeah.
I think you have to look at it, you know, from a historical perspective. If you look at it from a historical perspective about how occupations of other countries have gone, and the United States has done it, Japan, Germany after World War II and so forth, what you find about this occupation is that not in terms of lives lost, no one should lose their lives over this type of thing, but when you look at the numbers, if you say, okay, how many lives were lost in the occupation of Germany post-World War II versus the occupation of Iraq, you find that the numbers don't even remotely compare. I mean, by comparison, they lost more people to friendly fire, around World War II era than we've lost the entire time in Iraq. I mean, you know, the thing about it is, while I abhor the loss of life, you know, you have to look at it from a historical perspective and say, well, okay, you know, like it or not, in the grand scheme of things, when you look at other such conflicts, this is not as bad as it has been.
So you're saying it was worse in Germany after World War II that more of our troops were killed then than they are today in Iraq?
Absolutely. If you look at the history of the occupation, after World War II in Germany, a lot of people were killed during, you know, the post-war occupation.
Wouldn't you? Isn't it possible, though, that the Iraq fatalities could be escalating, though, over time?
I think it's possible,
right.
but it's a question of how it plays out, frankly.
Yeah, well,
and it's a question of what, as you guys and other people have mentioned, it's a question really of precisely how nasty, does George Bush feel like he wants to be?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's no check on him. I mean, as we've seen with this protester down in Texas, all he has to do is ignore them.
Yeah,
it's not like she's going to get to see him ever.
And he could just say, I'm ignoring you, and no one seems to care.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. She's getting coverage, but, I mean, you know, from the perspective of, is she going to make a difference in terms of what George Bush does? Well,
no, probably not.
He's going to ignore her.
He's a wannabe dictator, and we know this, but at
Absolutely.
Least the news people are giving Cindy Sheehan some coverage, and how many other anti-war protests are getting the kind of coverage that she is? None of them.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled that they're giving her the coverage.
Yeah, so she definitely deserves some credit for what she's done.
Any final thoughts for us, Bill? I'm about as finally thought out as I could possibly be right now.
Well, we appreciate all the insight and the historical knowledge, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call
tonight. 800-259-9231. That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. We got an email in regards to so-called work rights.
Okay.
The idea that you have a certain rights when you're on the job, which personally I don't really find very attractive. I don't care for that idea that you have rights. I think that what you should have is an agreement between you and your employer. And anything that agreement outlines are your so-called rights. They're only in effect so long as the agreement's in effect. And, you know, once that agreement is terminated, you have no more obligations and the employer has no more obligations to you.
I think you have the right to not have be physically abused at work.
That's just a general right of personal freedom.
Yeah.
But if you want to sign a contract that says you agree to be abused, that's your business, isn't it?
Well, I think that you can agree to be abused without a contract, but I think you should have a contract if you are going to abuse someone.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to get into the details here and what these people are complaining about. Coming up at your show, Free Talk Live, take control.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so there's plenty of time for your calls at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Bring up whatever you want, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of good stuff there for you. And you should know that we're having an auction on our website.
I can't believe this. This is such a strange little Cinderella story.
Well,
the banner that could.
Yeah, well, we just redesigned our website not too long ago, about a couple weeks back. So if you haven't been recently, you should go freetalklive.com. Go to freetalklive.com and check it out. You'll see on the right-hand side, we've got a banner column, like many websites do. Mm-hmm. And in the top slot, we've placed a little kind of placeholder banner that says, click here to advertise on this site. And it'll take you to our auction. You can go directly to auction.freetalklive.com. What we're doing is we want to see how much our banner's worth. What is the top banner at freetalklive.com, the website for the number one podcast in the world, thanks to all of you who have voted for us, the website for the best cultural political podcast in the world. We have a number of people coming to this website on a daily basis.
Lots.
Yeah, over 7,000 individuals per day come to freetalklive.com.
Didn't you say we have didn't Scott say that we have 3 million hits this month?
Estimated, yeah. We had about 2 million last month.
Crazy.
But hits are different than individual visitors.
Sure, sure.
And we had 20,000 individual people come
Does
to our site.
Does the banner show up
month.
On every page except for the bulletin board?
It shows up on every page except the BBS. You're right.
Okay.
And I'm considering making it site-wide, like you get it on the BBS and the site as well. But we want to see what it was worth. You know, is it worth $5 a month? $50 a month? Well, apparently it's worth more than that because the auction's been going on for 4 or 5 days now, and it's already over $125.
Hmm.
And that's for 1 month of being up on the top banner at freetalklive.com. If you want the details, go to auction.freetalklive.com. If you want to place a bid, go to auction.freetalklive.com. And really, we don't care what you put up there. I mean, unless it's totally offensive, and we reserve the right to refuse your banner, but for the most part, I don't care if it's a personal message, a political statement, or an advertisement for a product or a service. We just want your money.
No porn.
Auction.freetalklive.com. All right. So, talking about this article from the American Rights at Work organization. It sounds like a progressive group. It sounds like a leftist group. Their subtitle...
Comrades for People's Rights at Work.
Their subtitle is Advancing Democracy in the American Workplace. That doesn't sound good to me at all.
No, well, you know, I don't think I really like the idea of employees at a business that I would own necessarily participating in democracy on how to run my business.
Yeah, I know. If so,
they can cough up enough to be investors, in which point, then we can talk democracy.
Yeah, no doubt.
We call that a board meeting.
Well, let me just get into some of this here, and we will just destroy it. It is a regular pastime for coworkers to chat during coffee breaks, at a union hall, or over a beer about workplace issues, good grilling recipes, and celebrity gossip. Yet a recent ruling by the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, allows employers to ban off-duty fraternizing among coworkers, severely weakening the rights of free association and speech, and violating basic standards of privacy for America's workers.
I'd like to say that I think that is wrong for an employer to ban fraternizing off duty.
I have to say I agree with you.
Yeah.
However, they should be allowed to do it.
Yes. I think that employers should be able to do lots of things that are wrong if that's what they choose to do.
Simply because you chose to work for them and you can choose any old time you want to.
Any day, any moment, any time. The fact is you know, if I want my employees, and I don't have any employees, and just to be clear, I work for somebody else.
Right.
If I want my employees to walk in and say, "Hey, Chief," every time they see me, they got to say, "Hey, Chief." You know, I should be able to do that. It's ludicrous.
Right.
It's stupid. And I'm only going to get the dumb guys you know, and gals. You know, I'm not going to have good employees, but I should be able to do that.
You should. It's your business.
And I'm paying them. If they want to do it on their own time, you know, that's fine. I don't know. It's just dumb.
Yeah. So this group is apparently this came from a case with a company called Guardsmark. It's a security firm.
Mm-hmm.
And they instituted a rule directing employees to, quote, to not fraternize on duty or off duty, date or become overly friendly with the client's employees or with co-employees.
Mm.
And the National Labor Relations Act...
Somebody was doing the nasty. That's the problem.
Yeah, the National Labor Relations Act grants workers the so-called right to self-organization, to form, join, or assist labor organizations, and to engage in other concerted activities.
Now, workers do have that right. They just don't have the right to work at my business.
Right.
That's what the problem is. Everybody has the right to get together. They have the right to be, you know, to free speech. They have the right to whatever they want. They don't have the right to my job.
Exactly.
Because my job is the job that I pay you to do. It's not your job.
Yeah, the job that you're giving someone is at your pleasure. If you're the business person, you know, you can set whatever parameters on that job that you want to. Now, the person who's coming to work for you can make demands as well and say, well,
it's a business arrangement.
Yeah, agree. It's a total agreement. It's a contract between you and somebody else. And both parties get to go back and forth. And I could come to you, Manwich, and say, Manwich, I want to put together your widgets, but you should know that I don't think that this $8 an hour is quite worth my time. I have shown you, Manwich, that I'm a skilled widget producer, and I am well worth $12 an hour.
Well, I was thinking about this yesterday. My nephew just got a job at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, they offer you a whopping $6.50 an hour plus tips.
Mm.
And he was complaining about how, you know, they didn't give him hours as quickly as he wanted to get them, and he didn't get enough in a week. And I was thinking, well, you know, you can go out and get another job just as quickly.
Yeah.
If I went in there and they offered me $6.50, I'd have to turn them down.
Right.
Now, if they offered me
60, 50? Okay.
Yeah, let's
talk.
800-259-9231. You don't have a right to a job. If you think you do, we want to hear from you. It's your show. 800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls. You can call in about whatever you want. We're talking about the so-called rights of workers. And the reason why the word rights has been applied to jobs and employment mm-hmm. is because the communists want you to think that you have rights, basically. The collectivists out there right. want you to believe that you have a right to receive a paycheck. Once you get that job, they don't necessarily think that you should be able to walk in and just get any job you choose. But once you do get that job, they seem to believe that you should be able to keep it from that point till eternity.
Yeah, and pretty much do nothing to keep it.
Right.
The thing is that a right of a worker then infringes on the quote-unquote right of the employer
to do what as he pleases with his
and
business.
Rights can only be rights if everybody has them. That's the problem.
Right. Let's go to the phones, talk about this with Deborah in Texas. Deborah, you're on Free Talk Live. I guess you're listening on Radio Free Austin, Deborah.
Yes, I am, and I'm enjoying the program very much. I have been an employer myself, and I couldn't agree with you more on most of your points. However, now I am employed and have been so for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have those same experiences.
Time has gone by. the executive orders from the top have come down, and they've become increasingly punitive towards employees.
Right. Now, aren't you just free to leave any old time you want to?
Well, that was my point. Down here in Austin, we've had about a 3.5-year economic slump. And finding another job, I have a family and a mortgage and all that stuff. And when I signed on with the company, I'm a 100% commission salesperson. Mm-hmm. So there was a great opportunity to make a good living, and I was making a good living, and everything was good. Over the last 4 or 5 years, the company has changed regimes. Mm-hmm. Not that it's changed hands, but it has changed from father to son.
Okay.
And son has more of a, an encounter mentality towards the business.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, his concept is, if we control expenses, we'll come out ahead. And
you know, I kind of feel like what you want to do here, it's Deborah, right?
Yeah.
Deborah,
yes.
I kind of feel what you want to do is change the son's behavior. And if you want to change somebody's behavior in life, you are going to be sorely disappointed. It just doesn't work. Children you can do it with a little bit, but not adults. Now, let me finish. Now, the son is going to figure this out, that he's bad at this, when people start leaving.
Well, that's my point. This particular company, even though we're all 100% commission salespeople, most of us have been, I'm the baby, most of us have been with the company 25, 30 years.
Okay.
Because it was such a good place to work, and we made such a good living.
Right.
And as things have changed and it's become more and more difficult to do our jobs, we're kind of between a rock and a hard place. We don't have a strong enough economy down here, and many of us are over 50. Many of us are 60 or older. We can work till we drop dead on the sales floor.
Are you suggesting, are you suggesting though, Deborah, that you're owed this job?
No, I'm not suggesting I'm owed the job, but what I'm saying is when I signed on with the company, there was a structure in place.
Right.
In situ. It suited me and allowed me to make a good living.
Well, things change over the years, and unless it was specified in your contract that that structure was going to stay static, then you have to understand that changes happen, and you either roll with those changes or you go somewhere else. You know, take your services to someone who appreciates you, Deborah. We appreciate your call, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. I know we got Matthew on the line. He wants to talk about the so-called rights of workers. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. Do workers have rights? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.